Welcome to the Management Minute with Dr. Donita Brown, where we sit down with business leaders to gain valuable insights and advice on how to navigate the world of management. Whether you're a seasoned manager or just starting out, this podcast is for you. I'm Donita Brown, a professor in the College of Business at Lipscomb University. I'm also an author, speaker, and habit coach. For almost 20 years, I worked in corporate America and managed teams of 2 to 102. Welcome to this week's episode. Today's guest is Jennifer Sellers. Jennifer, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, let's hear your one-sentence bio. Now, I will tell you, few guests can actually give a one-sentence bio. So let's hear yours.
Okay. Fair warning. I was an English undergrad. So picture with me, there are semicolons, there are commas, the whole nine yards.
I love
right?
it.
So I am a Christian, a mother, a wife, a professional problem solver, creative thinker, and writer. I love all things theater, books with happy endings, and more than that, I just love people.
Oh, I love it. I think that was probably, we could say it's one sentence. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, we'll check that box. Are you ready for question number one?
Absolutely.
How do your values impact your management philosophy?
I think they are the foundation, to be perfectly honest, because especially raised in Christianity, it's foundational. We are raised to really embrace faith. And I think if you take faith fundamentally, it's putting what you can't take concrete and putting your trust in it. And you have to do that with people too. So whether you're putting together a presentation and you need help with that, or whether you're putting together a very large event and you have a lot of people that have moving parts, you need to trust the people that you put in place to do their part. And that's the foundation, I think, to good management, is to being able to trust your people.
Oh, that's really good. So how do you show trust? Because some people think that trust should be given and others think trust should be earned. And those are two very different camps. So it sounds like you're in the camp of, I should give you trust. But how do you do that with a new employee? Maybe somebody that you've never worked with and you don't have that history with them.
Well, I think from the beginning, you should trust them a little bit because you just hired them, right?
Okay.
So they've earned a little bit of trust through the interview process.
Sure. But good point.
I think it's a two-part argument, because if you don't let them give you the opportunity to show that they're trustworthy, then how can they earn it, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, whether that's something small that maybe doesn't have as much writing on it, I think it's a fair ask. You're not going to throw them in the deep end. There's a lot to be said for training and giving your employees confidence before you're asking them to go swim in the ocean versus swimming in the swimming pool.
Yeah, that's good. So small, manageable assignments to show that you've hired the right person. I mean, you talked a little bit about the hiring process. So yeah, that's good. Ready for question number two?
Yes.
Okay. Who or what has had the most impact on your management style?
Without naming names, I would say there's two very strong people in my life that have impacted this tremendously. I have had, and I want to put a very positive spin on something that has been a very negative experience in my life, but I've had the opportunity to have a very terrible management experience to the point where it was like health affecting and I had to leave the organization, all the way up to having the most amazing management experience working for a company that really trains and promotes within great management in general, which is obviously where I am now. And they are fantastic at finding talent and really training and developing that talent. And the difference between the two and the effect that they had on me personally. So two examples, right? The first example, poor management. It has been almost 8 years. I am still struggling to dig myself out of the hole of not feeling good enough or smart enough or capable of enough because of what I was made to feel in that role, from the micromanagement, from, you know, just the way I was spoken to where I am now, where I am given major, you know, tasks, praised at what I do. I'm, you know, it is very different, and it's still hard to reconcile the two people are the same person, but where one was kind of like a flower that was not given any sunlight mm-hmm. and any ability to grow. And then the other one is like, no, we want to see you grow. Look at these skills that you have. How can we grow these skills? And that is the management style I want to implement.
Yeah, that's so powerful. And that just shows the power that a bad manager has. I mean, mm-hmm. you said it was 8 years ago. I can remember sitting in a class in my MBA program and professor walking in and she said, never estimate the power of a bad manager. And she had just come from a faculty meeting. This was not here. I did not get my MBA at Lipscomb. But I remember her and she was kind of rattled, you know, and she had had an interaction with a manager who was not good. And she had a doctorate, was very wise, worked directly for Peter Deming. I mean, like she had all these things. And I thought, she's still getting rattled by a bad manager. Bad managers are just terrible. And it's a good reminder for us when we have a bad manager of what not to do.
Absolutely.
Yes, because they can teach us so much. Before we get to the next question, let's pause for a quick message. Are you ready to become the leader you've always wanted to be? Then join us for 24/7 Leadership's Power Talk Series. Leaders never rest. They lead all the time, 24/7. In this dynamic training, you'll master the essential communication and thinking skills to showing up as a leader you envision every single day. Learn to be fully present with yourself and others, to listen deeply, and to create lasting developmental alliances with your team. Who could benefit from this transformational training, you ask? Well, anyone leading a team, from new managers to seasoned CEOs. Past participants rave about these coaching skills and how they positively impacted both their personal and professional lives. So don't wait. Unleash your leadership potential today with 24/7 Leadership's Power Talk Series. Visit our website, 247leadership.org, to learn more and sign up today. 24/7 Leadership is powered by the College of Business. All right. Ready for question number 3?
Yes.
Okay. What book has made the biggest impact on you? And I'm going to tell you, I'm so excited to hear your answer. Knowing that you are a book person and a writer, I have high hopes for just a list. I want to write down like 10 books. So
I'm glad you said that because I did break the rules a little bit. I have two books. One is nonfiction. One is actually fiction.
Okay, that's fine.
So my nonfiction book, and I know everybody in the world who has actually read this book, I think agrees with me. It is just amazing. It is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Mm-hmm. I have listened to this audiobook. I have read this book. I have annotated this book. It is just amazing. I cannot.
Yeah, all about setting up systems so that your habits can be successful.
It's so good. Yeah. And when you find yourself slipping or you just need a refresher, it's one of those you can go back and just listen to in snippets and feel,
right,
oh, I can do this, or I can go back to it. And you don't feel discouraged.
Right.
It's wonderful. Great author.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good one.
The other one is fiction and I love it. So I wrote in here happy endings because I love romance, but you say romance and everyone's just like, ooh, but really the only caveat is that it has a happy ending.
Okay.
That is literally the only caveat. So Hello Stranger by Catherine Center.
Okay.
This book is fantastic because the main character in the very beginning of the book has a health issue, ends up having to have surgery. I'm trying not to give a lot away because I really recommend it.
Okay.
Ends up having to have surgery and then loses. She's a portrait artist. Mm. So very important that you understand she's a portrait artist. We know this in chapter one. I'm not giving anything away. But she loses her ability to see faces.
Oh.
And she has to learn how to go through life as a portrait artist without being able to see faces.
Wow.
And it is so interesting how the brain works and how she is having to come to terms with her reality and how she has to switch her way of thinking. And it's just so applicable for other ways of life where you could take this amazingly written fiction book and think about it in other ways. So I love this one.
Well, I enjoy it when we get fiction recommendations because most everybody thinks, okay, I have to give a nonfiction recommendation. So it's good when people kind of branch out and give fiction recommendations. All right. Are you ready for my favorite part of the podcast?
I hope so.
Okay. So 60 seconds, rapid fire questions. You get one pass. Your job is to make me run out of questions.
That's not going to happen.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Which superhero power would you never want to have?
Be able to read people's minds.
What's your favorite family recipe?
Banana bread.
What's the best part of your day?
Going to bed.
How many pairs of shoes do you own?
12.
What's your favorite holiday?
Ooh, Halloween.
How do you order your coffee?
Iced venti caramel macchiato with 5 shots and almond milk, extra ice.
How many hours early do you show up to the airport before a flight?
It depends on the airport.
Can you say your ABCs backwards?
Nope.
What's the first thing you do in the morning?
Check my phone.
What's the last thing you do at night?
Go to sleep.
What's the most unusual place you've ever slept in?
Pass.
What would be the title of your memoir?
She'd be crazy.
If you had unlimited money to start a business, what would it be?
Ooh, bookstore.
That's a great answer to end on. All right, your job now is to give parting advice to a manager.
So if I could give any advice, it would always be to trust your team and lead with confidence and competence. However, always lead with humility and a hand back pulling people up with you.
Excellent. Jennifer, thank you so much for being this week's guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Management Minute. We hope you enjoyed this week's interview. If you like this episode, please share it with a friend or colleague. If you have suggestions for a future guest, please send me their contact information to donita.brown@lipscomb.edu. You can also subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Be sure to connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
This podcast is powered by the College of Business Content Creation Studio at Lipscomb University.